Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
02333.
I'm sorry, that was 02333.
Correct, ma'am.
And may I please have your first and last name?
Nicole Scheib, S-C-H-I-E-B.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
2 Andrew Road, East Bridgewater, Mass. 02333.
All right, I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. How may I help you today?
I don't understand why I was charged $49.97 when I took a survey, and it was supposed to be, I was supposed to pay like $3 or something with shipping for free.
Do you recall purchasing the pulse oximeter on the 20th of August?
No. I remember doing a survey and getting a pulse ox in the mail, but it was only like for, you know, a small amount of money, and that was way back when.
Okay, this pulse oximeter was purchased on the 20th of August for $6.70.
That's the one I'm talking about, yes.
Okay, which charge are you calling me in about today?
I got charged it went through my bank on January 18th, but it says January 13th, I got charged $49.97.
Okay, so the reason why you were charged that amount is because once you purchased the item on the 20th of August for $6.70, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $49.97 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
So I've been charged since September to January, $49.97, and I've never received anything. No card, no nothing.
Okay, the card would have been sent to you via email if you have not received your card. I can provide you with our customer support email so they're able to email your gift cards.
Is there a way I can talk to someone about getting rid of these charges?
We all go by the same protocol. I can go ahead and get the account canceled out for you. I can't issue you any type of refund for anything past January. I may have to get you transferred over to a supervisor for that. But for that January charge, being that it is a valid charge, I can provide you with a 35% refund, and that is a total of $17.48.
Okay, and now what about all the gift cards that I was supposed to get since September and to now?
I can provide you with our customer support email address so you're able to email them about your gift card.
Oh, there's not a line to talk to them?
No, ma'am. They're only available via email.
And what was it exactly that I was supposed to get every month? I apologize.
A $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, so you're able to buy more gadgets.
Oh, my God.
I do have your cancellation confirmation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready, honey.
Number is 258-749-593. The number again is 258-749-593.
Okay, ma'am. And everything will be canceled. I'm only going to pay 35% of this $49.97. And all the other months, I'm going to have to talk with the email with whatever you said, customer service.
For the gift cards, I'll give you the customer support email address.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
This SUPP support, support, the at sign, B as in boy, U as in umbrella, Y as in igloo, T as in Tom, O as in octopus, P as in Paul. So you should have buy top consumer, CONSUMER, deals.com. So all together you should have support at buy top consumer deals.com.
Support at buy top consumer deals.com.
That is correct.
Is there an account number for this or something like that that I can give them so they know it's me or?
You're providing with your first and last name and your cancellation number.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help and your time.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.